code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. But there's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Cutting through the matrix. For newcomers, as always, check into cuttingthroughthematrix.com, my website, and alanwattsentientsentinel.eu. It is September 17th, 2007. In these last few days, I've been very busy. I'm always busy, but extra busy doing, getting wood in, splitting the wood, and doing all this stuff. And many thoughts come your way when you're splitting wood, because that's when all the machines that you have to use suddenly break on you when you're trying to use them for their purpose. And after contemplating a few broken things up in the forest there, I realized, and I've realized this before, that as time goes on, everything is being made cheaper and cheaper, and in such a way that they try to design machinery so that you can't fix it yourself or repair it. That makes you more interdependent on the system. This is all by design. And so you find the new chainsaws, for instance, with the plastic casings on them, don't last too long. The diaphragms in the carburetor stretch after a couple of weeks and you got to throw them away and get new ones. And they're trying to design things just like the cars. The cars now too, same thing. Get your battery changed, you almost have to dismantle a wing to get at the battery. And this, again, is by design. You remember that not so long ago, the things were designed for the average person to maintain. When you maintain things, you're still being an individual. You're able to repair, replace, and know how this particular machine works. And since the advent of all the anti-pollution laws, the big con game, and all the tubes and vacuum tubes and so on that go all over the engine that even give mechanics nightmares, it's all designed that you can't fix anything yourself. So you're interdependent on the system. So things get more expensive and more expensive to buy and very expensive to maintain, and yet they're so cheaply made. Back in the 70s, I watched a documentary from Honda in Japan, and they were trying cars, shock absorbers on a machine, and they could tell how many thousands of times that could compress and expand that particular shock absorber before it would bust, and they standardized every one to that particular one. Everything in a vehicle or a machine today is done the same way, and that's when you know when the things bust so quickly and readily, they have put in purposely designed flaws in particular parts. And that's where the marketers are working with the engineers who know how to make things properly if they want to, because there are so many sales now in aftermarket products. That's where the big profits come into it. The more parts that you have to replace during about 4 or 5 years, then the more money you find flowing into the company that designs them. Purpose-built flaws. So yesterday, when all my things were breaking down, this ATV reverse gear just bust off my hand. And I mean literally bust off my hand. Luckily it was pointing in the right direction to get it back. This is what went through my head. Plus they were spraying the bejesus out of the skies above me. I'll be back after these messages.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi. Everybody. Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix. Just going through a few of the experiences I've been going through myself over this last weekend. So as I stood there with a bus chainsaw and a bus ATV and a whole load of wood up on a hill, I looked up at the sky, and there they were, just going to town, some of the heaviest aerial spraying of chemtrails I've ever seen. And the way the wind was blowing, they were becoming boomerang-shaped and just spreading out across the sky in the direction of the wind from this main boomerang above my head. And I thought to myself, we certainly are at the end of an age. There's so much happening, signs in the heavens, right above our heads, and people don't even notice it. They don't notice it because they can't think for themselves, having accepted that the media is there to tell them what to think about. And if the media doesn't make a big deal out of anything, then neither will you. Simple as that. People have succumbed to what Brzezinski and others said they would succumb to, and that was they would hand their ability to reason over to the media. Anything worth knowing, the media will tell you. If your friend tells you the same thing, it's of no import unless it's been on the media. Simple sort of operant conditioning procedures are used on the masses, and never in history have so many techniques, well-studied and tried techniques, been proven true to work, been used on so many people at once. A standardized world, standardized education, everything is becoming standardized, including the mindset of the public, who really, really don't ever attain consciousness in their whole lives. If they did attain consciousness, by the definition of consciousness, they would see it all. And it might even give them a nervous breakdown when they have to go through it, to see it all as it really is. When they see that even their own little routines in their daily existence are exactly that. They're routines that they go through. The speech patterns they have, the conversations they have, are called routines by those at the top that use the scientific techniques to download behavior into us. We are so well understood. Breaking through into consciousness entails a complete reevaluation of everything. And in ancient times, because this is a very old system that's here, it's simply more perfected through the use of the trick of the elect, which is electronics, you see. And in ancient times, they called those who were walking around, but really not aware of what was in front of their faces, they called them the dead. And so you let the dead bury their dead. It's been the same in every generation. Only they never had so many dead people walking around as today. When you go into the philosophers of ancient Greece, who all appeared around 2000 BC onwards, and put up masses of information out on the human condition, the mindset of the human beings and their behavior, it's never been explained to anyone where this particular intelligentsia came from, or where they got this knowledge, and when they even had the time to study all of this and do all their teaching and writings. But if you do go into the books deep enough, you'll find that every one of them went to Egypt to be trained in what they called then the mysteries. And the mysteries really are a form of waking up into reality, being taken up and guided, if you're needed at the top, if you have the right stuff, as they call it, the right stuff. And by that I mean the R-I-T-E, right stuff. They put them through rituals, and that's where right comes from. The ritual, the right. If they can use those particular individuals, they'll put you in the higher degrees, and then you leave Egypt, go back to your native country, or wherever you're sent, and you start up a cult, basically. A cult which would bring in the young, that followed particular precepts. They would have codes of silence for maybe a few years, and those who couldn't keep quiet were weeded out. Those who didn't have the ability to follow through were weeded out, and the ones who attained their apprenticeships, the sorcerer's apprentice, they were actually trained in higher degrees in mysteries, which was all to do with a future to come where intelligentsia should rule the world, by using revolution. And the key to it certainly is revolution. Socrates, Aristotle, Plato, all of these guys studied in Egypt. Not only Egypt, because the three main centers in the ancient world. Plato also went to the Middle East for part of his training after he left Egypt, and then even to India. The same old centers of the world, the Trinity, the three main centers. You'll find that Socrates himself was condemned by those who ruled in his time, condemned for corrupting the minds of the youth and carefully laying out a strategy for rebellion that would take over and knock out the old and bring in the new system, a system run by this new intelligentsia, who truly believed that they had the right to rule the world. They call themselves the natural aristocracy. However, going deeper into it, you'll find this natural aristocracy already were the wealthy aristocracy of that period. And Plato and others and Socrates were no exceptions to that. But they also, on an exoteric level at least, told their students and the world that the reason they had such intelligence was because of their religion. They believed that they were reincarnating into the same family trees down through history, down through time. They believed that the reason they understood the mathematics and algebra and geometry and all of these things was because they'd done it all before in previous lives. So the old MO of the system that we have today was in existence long, long ago. That's why in every new age they bring back the old, which is in fact the new. Figure that one out. They bring back reincarnation. They bring back belief in the stars affecting you. They bring back all the old stuff, and of course the tarot cards, which has an esoteric side to it, which is never ever given to the public, even by the ones who are put out there to push it. These are all methods, in a sense. They're all techniques written in the stars and written in the cards. They're techniques of controlling human behavior and manipulating the masses. That's really what mystery religion was all about. In previous times, they did have, as I say, rebellions in some countries. We will find that some of those who left Egypt set up in Crotona, for instance, and had schools set up. They brought in women, too, for the first time, and trained them to be the perfect wives who could then manipulate wealthy leaders and change their minds and help the rebellion come along without a hitch. Some of them were caught and executed in the school at Crotona, which was just a little outpost of Greece at the time, in Italy, because they had an empire at that time. Crotona school was burned to the ground and most of them hunted down. But it didn't stop them. It's gone down through the ages with the same system as they move from country to country, accumulate the wealth of the country, and then use standing armies to go out and invade other countries and take over those countries' empire building with the goal eventually to reach a world empire. And it did it through a myriad of sub-cults, all different degrees of them, of Freemasonry as we know it today. The Freemasons at the bottom haven't a clue what it's all about, except that they get little payoffs and little exemptions from legalities that everyone else is subjected to. And they take little cuts, and they also are guaranteed to have business come their way by other Masons. They also take promotions, unmerited favor, quite happily as well. The bigger ones above them are taught the mysteries gradually until they're above the 40th degree, because life begins at 40, and they're told some of the truth. These are the characters who end up in the very high bureaucratic state positions within government, the departments of foreign offices or the State Department. They know what it's all about, and they also get incredible perks. They also get certain longevity, health care, which you will never see being a member of the masses. That's the world we live in. And all this I was pondering, as I say, when I was up the hill with this bust ATV that was going to haul the wood down the hill, watching the skies above me being sprayed, and probably even feeling the effects of it. It's amazing what does run through your mind when you're sitting there looking at the disasters around you and above you. That's the world we're living in. We're living in a huge laboratory where everything that happens on a major scale in the world is done in the open, but our perceptions of what we're seeing or hearing are distorted through massive propaganda. Very good propaganda, perfected propaganda. These sciences should be dug into by the average person who really wants to know what has been happening to themselves and their families and their friends and those around them. You can check into The Technological Society. Excellent book by Jax Ellul. That's Ellul, who wrote quite a few books for the biggies at the United Nations. He was a master of psychology and sociology, and he spells it all out. All the techniques that have been used on us today, he puts it out in the open. Check out that book. You won't regret it. I'll be back after the following messages.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi, folks. Alan Watt back here with Cutting Through the Matrix, just mentioning a book you should add to your library, which explains an awful lot, and it will show you the in-depth understanding of the people at the top and how long ago they knew all of this, how to control masses and give them a created personality. The Technological Society by Jax Ellul, E-L-L-U-L, will give you a tremendous insight into this, and this character was up there with Bertrand Russell, Aldous Huxley, and others. Huxley even mentions him in the foreword to a couple of his books. He was a great hero of Jax Ellul, who then went on to work for the United Nations. Now I think we have Rick in California on the line. Are you there, Rick?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Rick.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Alan. How are you doing?
Not so bad, yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad to talk to you. I have so many things that... I have a question to ask, and then I have some like news I want to share, because I just came back from Senegal, West Africa.
Yes.
And the question I have first, though, is because you were talking about reincarnation,
mm-hmm.
and I have felt like in the past, and I've met other people who have felt like sort of like a feeling that they have been here before, and mm-hmm. but in a culture that has that they have no genetic connection to. Like mm-hmm. I felt like even though I'm white, I feel like I've been an African in the past, and there are certain things and events in my life, and I understand that there are beliefs in reincarnation outside of the Hindu system, like that not all of them are elitist, and I wanted to get your take on that, what you feel, if it is a fact or if it's not. Or
well, here's the whole thing. Reincarnation, remember, reincarnation is made up of a couple of words.
Mm.
And we already understand the importance of the words. They're not made for just fun. So you have re-in, and you have carnation. It's a flower. Carnation is a flower. It's like the rose, too. That's why Jesus rose again. Mm. These are high mystery words that were used and inserted into the language that we use every day. There are other reasons for believing or thinking that you've been here before. There is a genetic memory, according to some scientists, that's encoded within your genes. Doesn't matter what color you are, if you all had the same roots long, long ago, or even someone in your family genealogy that had them, you could possibly have genetic memories. That's a popular theory with many scientists, and a theory certainly is just a guess.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also part of the fact that you feel so at home with the people themselves. The reason for that being, if you're with people who aren't in the so-called advanced countries, they're still living in a more natural setting, and they behave more humanely to each other and to you. We're used to almost making business contracts in the West. Everything in the West, even marriage with most people, is a form of a business contract. Everything is, what can I get from you, and for how much? And and these people who live by survival means even pre-money, they're self-sufficient, etc. They still have more of a natural tendency to treat each other as real humans without expecting anything in return. So that reinforces your belief that you feel at home there.
Mm.
Then again, if you go into the other religions, remember, and again, religions are means that which binds. A religion binds you. That's what it means. It ties your thinking. It ties your whole outlook on life to something. You remember, too, that there's also another belief of some religions in spirits, etc., which could also have vast memories that have lived for eons and could be floating around there, as the theory goes. So, yeah, it's very popular to jump into a religion where it's reincarnation, spirits or demons with memory. But as I say, you'll find most of it comes from the fact that you feel so at home with people who are less vicious than we are ourselves.
Thank you. Can I share some news I picked up?
Yes, sure. Yeah.
I looked up
but before
the sky
that, though, why don't you mention it first, though? Because didn't you email me that they had some of them had no issues, but they had cell phones, and there were cell phone towers everywhere?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mention that, will you?
I saw no visible chemtrails in Senegal, but everybody has a mobile phone, and they've really caught on over there big time, and the rap music is caught on too.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to mention that. And another thing I wanted to mention that was really strange was when I was on the plane flying back, it was the only place that was leaving Africa. That it was Brussels Airlines. They said for health regulations, we have to spray. And we assure you it's completely harmless. And they started spraying in the air. And then suddenly I felt it smelled really bad, like a chemical smell. And I said, I want to know what's in that canister. And they said, we assure you it's completely harmless.
Huh.
And I started to get mad. I said, this is where I become the ugly American. And then I felt like I felt my lungs, like I couldn't breathe as well.
Uh-huh.
And all my paranoia, all my, you know, alarm bells started going off. And then I realized, oh, okay. It's them being racist. They're leaving Africa, and they're like, and I also wonder what kind of test they're doing us. Like, are we guinea pigs in this? You know.
Yeah.
And
we are. We are.
Yeah.
And people don't ask questions so much when they want to go somewhere or get away or they have to get back, so they can do it. Yeah. I'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi, folks. Back with Cutting Through the Matrix, and what a matrix it is. There's many levels to this matrix, and the beauty of it is most people don't know they're in it. They think it's all quite natural. That's the beauty of perfect propaganda and indoctrination. Now, I think we have Manalik. Is it Manalik in California on the line?
Manalik.
Yeah.
Hello?
How are you?
How good. How are you, Alan?
Not so bad.
Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I first heard you about a year or so ago on Coast to Coast. I work late hours, so I came home one night, and I usually listen to Coast to Coast on the way home. And I heard you, and you really struck a chord. And I'm thankful that they did have you on, because out of everything I've ever really heard on Coast to Coast, you were pretty much the most incredible thing they've ever had on there. So I've been into you for a while, and your website, and every lecture, I have your, DVD. And one of your books as well. And I think what I wanted to ask you, if I could, would be about the entertainment industry, which I'm a part of in a sense.
Yeah.
I wanted to know on the music side of things, because I'm in the music industry, and I see on a day-to-day basis, you know, how dumbed down the masses of young people are, and they're being indoctrinated on a daily basis. But I want to know on the production end, how much, in terms of the producers knowing what they're doing with the sounds and, you know, the tones and you know, where the music's going, how much do they know about what they're doing? Or are they just thinking that they're, do they get the call from someone above them that says, this is what we're looking for?
Yeah.
Do this, or are they, some of them, either initiated in the whole game and knowing what's, you know, what the yeah. what the mission is, or how does
yeah.
it work?
The higher ones, the ones in the bigger companies, certainly do. Absolutely, I've met them, and I've worked with some of them. And the trick was always for me to try and get messages out in songs and so on that still were popular, but bypassed the political correctness that was getting pushed in different directions. But yeah, the ones higher up are all experienced in the sciences of sound and the manipulation on the human mind of particular types of sound, the effects, the emotional effects it has on people, and also the words, the combination of words, which can have almost a magic impact on young people who parrot generally the choruses. And they vaguely understand or remember consciously some of the main verses, but the subconscious really listens carefully and retains these subliminal, you might say, almost in the background verses, and they act upon it. They actually act upon it. Programs them to act out, and they start to change their speech. They'll copy the little words, the new neologisms they call it, for new words. They start to mimic them. They don't
right.
know where it came from. They don't
right.
question anything. And so, yeah, it's. They had meetings in 1904 on this very topic, international meetings on the use of music. And one guy from New York who was experimenting with a new type of what became really jazz, not Dixieland jazz, but the more as of discordant type jazz, and he
right.
was kidnapped eventually after the Russian Revolution and taken over there because the Russians understood the significance of music on the minds of the youth, and they worked heavily on this. They came out with the Beatnik era. That was a communist invention where they would associate a particular dress code type of music and the use of marijuana for the West, and use this kind of discordant music, which put you into almost a hypnotic state. Nothing really mattered. Anything would go. And it took off really well in Europe, but didn't quite make it for the U.S. and Canada. So they had to go back and revamp it and turn out pop music. Now, guys like Martin that worked with the Beatles was really a scientist in acoustics. Mm. And how it manipulated the mind. If you listen carefully to the types of arrangements and so on that were done in that early music, it was definitely done not by backstreet musicians or three-chord wonders, but by people who really knew their stuff and how to get particular types of emotions attached to the words that they were putting out.
Right.
Because when you have an emotive attachment to the wording itself, it imprints itself on the mind, the brain.
Right.
And you will never forget it. It will affect your personality, in fact, yeah.
Well, today's producer, the kids that, you know, and I know a lot of these guys out here that are doing the music that, you know, that's out. Okay, the music's not as complicated. It's not as thought out. There's a lot of sampling and looping. How does it work now? I mean, it's the same thing. Are these guys aware that the tones that they're using are going to produce a certain response are they just following a trend? Like one producer hears what the sound is and...
Yeah, that's right. They see what's coming at the top, what's been pushed and promoted to be number ones in the hit list, and they emulate it thinking that's now in, we'll do something similar, yeah.
Well, Alan, I don't know if I'm sure you don't keep up with much pop music, but it is getting to the point where I mean, I'm around young people all the time, and I don't know where it's going to go if we don't get to the youth soon. These kids are going, like, yeah, I hear you talk about, you know, the microchip and the future and being prepared for it. Mm-hmm. With the mentality that's being bred into the kids today or the children today, they're getting progressively more and more ready for that, because the violence in the music, the aggressiveness in the music, and the whole idea of it's about me, not about you, I could care less about community, and it's like all those elements that you talk about, you know, with family being broken down, you know, man and woman, it isolates the child so that the music becomes a friend almost.
That's right, it's a friend, and what it does too, and this was talked about a long time ago when they discussed they called it the sequencing of music trends, where they would come out with pop, then rock, and again all Masonic terms, then heavy metal, like King Arthur's sword, you know, that's what it refers to, and on it went right down to rap,
so rap.
Wrap things up, and the judge, of course, and the Masons hit the gavel, and that starts the session.
These
are all Masonic terms for a sequence, and during the late 80s, when they were creating massive unemployment, they wanted a nihilistic generation, so they came out with basically what was, before they gave the word metrosexual males, suddenly all the groups were metrosexual. You had this wailing music, sort of lost music, which was very depressing. It was meant to put them in a state of depression.
Is that the New Wave movement that was going on in England with the whole... I remember England had this whole New Wave movement where all the guys kind of looked like, you know, kind of feminine or effeminate with their look, new romantics or different subgenres.
Mm-hmm. And I've been present when very older people who are professionals pick out people from a lineup who've all volunteered. Well, they're all looking for a job as a musician or a group, and they're picked. You are the right size, the right weight, and all the rest of it, the right looks. You're now a group called so and so. You only sing three hits in a row. Here's the songs. You get well paid. You don't tell anybody about it. This is a setup, and they just act out their you know, 6 months to a year in the hit parade, and then they disappear. You wouldn't believe the business behind it all at the top, and it's not done by just business people at the top. I've seen how they picked the top 10 and top 20s in Britain at the BBC, and these were people with tweed suits, women and men, in their 50s, sometimes 60s. They had no interest, obviously, in the particular music, except for the psychological effects and the social conditioning that they put through. And they were picking what songs all media in Britain was going to push as number one right up to 20.
So
this is how it really, really is. It's a scientific thing.
It's funny because I heard you talk about this before with Jackie a while back. And you were talking about, you know, rock, the Beatles, and the whole thing. And in my experience, I've seen the same things where a producer will get with an artist, an unknown artist, and this artist will have a song written, but the producer will take the song, change the lyrics up, change the way the arrangements will go, and say, okay, here's how you sing the song.
That's right.
And, you know, get the co-writing credit for it, and the whole idea of what the artist wanted the song to be has been changed now.
Absolutely.
It happens all the time. I see it all the time.
I met one guy who was one of the top rap groups in the States, and he went through the drug scene, the whole thing, and almost killed himself. And then he left it, and he did get religion, which helps a lot of people who are addicted to substances and so on.
Right.
But he said the same thing. He says, we walked into that studio the first time with an average song, girls, boys, all that kind of stuff. By the time they'd left the studio and it was recorded, it was Kill Cops and all this kind of stuff. Completely changed.
Yep. Alan, I really appreciate you taking my call. I want to ask you one other question.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things you talk about, I'm very aware of. I've done a lot of studying on my own over the years, and I find that I can't get enough information from any other source. So I wouldn't say addicted to, but my roommate and I kind of listen to you quite a bit. What steps or what would you point in the direction of finding out more in terms of the mystery? I want to find out more about the higher levels of this whole thing.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to put out a book. I mean, really, I don't run this as a business. I'm doing it because it's imperative, and it's a time factor with me. That's the only problem, doing everything else at the same time. But I will be putting out a good book on this, which will go through details you haven't heard of before. You understand this world is controlled, and even those who pretend to give you exposés are also controlled.
Right.
And I'm trying to break through all of that, do it myself.
I
won't go through a publisher. I'll do it the same way I'm doing it myself.
I've been through the Manly P. Halls. I've been through every, I mean, you can name, I've read everything that you've talked about, touched upon. I mean, some of the things, is just, wow. It's just, it's so right on. It's so, and the whole idea of being an individual and, you just, all I can say is, you know, I hear people calling you the man. I would never call you the man. I would just say for a kindred spirit, you're a godsend. So thank you so much.
Well, thanks for calling.
You got it.
Talk to you again.
Talk to you again.
I think there was Robert in Nevada there. Are you there, Robert? Robert, are you there?
Hello. I have three quick questions for you. Number one, there seems to be a pervasive underlying current of the United States being subservient to the United Kingdom. And I was wondering if you feel that will be played out in the economic world over the next few years concerning the declining American dollar versus the British pound.
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt the U.S., as far as I can make out, really was created as a knight in shining armor with a mission, and is fulfilling its mission now. This is the mission it was created to fulfill. Benjamin Franklin talks about it. He said, this federation will be the foundation of a federation of the world. It's in his own writings in the diaries of Benjamin Franklin. You can look in the Franklin Institute and find them. His family still keep, his descendants still keep them. Jefferson was the same. They wrote openly about the mission of the United States. And once that's over, of course, they'll be submerged into the rest of the world. But the whole world, we've got to stop thinking in nations because it's all, they've already gone. They went a long time ago. And even what you have is an elite living in England, in London, and an elite living in the U.S., in New York, and California, and different places. And they are globalists. They always have been globalists. And even the cultures we have, as I keep saying, were given to us. Even the beliefs in the culture and the pride that we have in the culture are given to us. Now it's, they've served their purpose, and now it's time to bring them down. So as the U.S. finishes off its job in the Middle East, it's also to be merged gradually down to not quite the third world standard, but almost. And so is Britain and the rest of Europe.
Okay, I have two other quick questions. What are your feelings about a pole shift that so many people mention on the Internet, especially around the year 2012?
Yeah, well, they love to do this kind of stuff. 2012 is just the big date where the United Nations takes over, running over the three trading blocks of the world, the merged trading blocks. That was discussed a long time ago, and they put out these rumors, always impending catastrophes or something. Believe you me, if it's a man-made disaster, you will never hear about it. They will never give you a clue it's going to happen. And we have had pole shifts in the past, but the histories are so ancient and so confusing, no one can actually say when they exactly happened. We know this because the magnetite of volcanoes, etc., when it comes out, being iron, basically, it will point in certain directions. The north poles of those particular little slivers point all fixed. So when it cools, they fixed themselves at where the north pole was. And we know that the north pole at one time was in Siberia, and lots of volcanic dried magnetite all point in that direction. So we certainly have the capabilities to do a lot of things through science today, and no doubt if they want to, they will do it. But there's no point in worrying about things which are outside of your control altogether, like a natural disaster, although most disasters today are man-made.
Yes, and lastly, What about someone viewing an exit strategy of perhaps getting away from some things that might be coming down the road here politically and culturally and, say, going to a third world country like the Philippines? Do you know
not
much about the future plans for the Philippines?
The Philippines has been basically kept in a poverty situation since the U.S. first went in there, and I cannot see it getting improved at all. You can also tell where they have not put manufacturing in to third world countries, that those countries are slated for depopulation. Otherwise, believe you me, they'd have massive manufacturing in there with the cheap labor. So when they haven't done that, then it's slated to go down the tubes. It's best to look at somewhere that's partly up and coming, but still retains some of its old culture, and hope that they still keep that culture for the rest of your life, because believe you me, it will change like Africa once they get their cell phones and their towers and their rap music.
Yes. So if someone was looking at what's coming down the road towards us in the next few years, and their choice was to stick it out through living in America or going to the Philippines, which would you suggest?
I would stay in parts of America personally.
Okay. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. I'll be back after the following messages.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys. Everybody's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor. The rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi, folks. Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix. And that last caller, just to finish up, has to do with the U.S. or the Philippines. Definitely, I'd pick certain places within the U.S. And this is a vast country. And if you can stand some rural living, you've got a better chance of coming through. But for some countries, obviously like the Philippines, when they haven't put massive employment in there, it's cheap labor, then you know that that's slated for other things. There are other third world countries you can look at and which will last longer, where there is some industry going in, and that's a clue that they're not going to hammer them so much. So you have to really do your homework if you want to move out. Eventually the U.S. will become, it already is really totalitarian, it's just that you don't see all of the bars up in front of you yet. But it is coming, because I've gone through all the laws that have been ramming through the books since 9/11, and they have more laws on the books that if they ever enforce them, it'll be 1,000 times worse than Nazi Germany or the Soviet Union within the U.S. and most of the Western world, for that matter, because it's all the same. It's all the same anti-terrorism bills they've put through. They're identical. They tried to get them through in the 90s, and some countries objected because there was nothing really happening at that time. However, they brought it right back in 9/11. They needed 9/11 to get them through, in fact. They were already written up and drafted in every country in the West. So, yeah, look for a place outside the U.S., but maybe in the Pacific or somewhere, you have more chance of having at least some kind of normal life under a less totalitarian regime, which is coming down the pike. Now, for those that want more information, go into my website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and you can also contact me. It doesn't mean you'll get answered, because I get hundreds of emails every day. I try and read them, but I can't get back to most people. And you can get me at alanwattcuttingthrough@yahoo.com. As I say, I try to answer some, but with the way things are going, just taking care of myself here, all the basic things I have to do to live, it's impossible to sit here and write to everyone who writes in. Some people take the huff that I don't write back right away, and they don't realize I'm not sitting here doing this as a job. I'm doing this because it's an imperative that has to be done at this particular time, because no one else is doing it. They really aren't doing it. You have many fakes out there, and you have leaders of the opposition who will just lead you in circles or make you do the wrong things at the right time, according to the big boys' plans. What I'm doing is different. I'm giving you the higher education you'll be denied all your life. I'm pointing out realities, and I'm pointing out the indoctrination processes that you're all under, and I'll try to help people come through as best I can. Now, the next talk I do, I'll be reading some from The Technological Society by Jax E. Lowe. You can get that in paperback used for about 25 cents on various bookseller sites. And I'll be back on Wednesday with readings from Jax E. Lowe, the Technological Society. From Hamish and myself up here in Canada, it's good night. And may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent